I'll start drinking responsibly when there's a beer called responsibly. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Sport. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I'm Mikey.
Hey, I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Oh, we have a very special guest.
Louis?
This week on a very special
yes.
Perfect Four.
And also
Not Louis. Paul from Fairfax is here in the studio.
Hello.
Yay.
Pew, pew, pew.
We haven't heard from you in a while. Yeah. We're getting worried.
I know. No new songs.
Yeah, and then you're just here in person.
I mean, what are we paying you for?
Yeah. All
right.
Yeah, really. I mean, come on. Guess I earned that paycheck.
Yeah, I didn't mean to surprise bomb the show today, but...
Yeah.
But I did, yeah. I've been hatching the plan for months.
Well, you know, we were hosing down the front patio because it's Friday morning at 6 o'clock, and he was just like, hey, what's going on? I was like, oh, we're about to go record the podcast and release it because it's Friday morning.
Why are you here so early at 6 a.m. on a Friday? Might as well do a show. You like drinking beer on Friday mornings?
Yeah.
Beer and eggs. How you start the day.
Next couple hours, we're just going to be hanging out, drinking as many beers as we can, talking about craft beer and the beer things and beer releases and things that happened last week and things that may happen in the future. And the listeners are going to call us and they're going to tell us stuff too. It's going to be fun. We got plenty of premium saltine crackers.
Premium.
Yes. Two full sleeves of premium crackers. We're ready to go.
Glad that we're back.
A couple of beers we had before the show. We had a Motherland from Truck 7. Triple IPA or triple pale? No, it was just triple IPA. And triple also pale. Also a 70s, a Wayback Machine created a Hams beer refreshing. Hams.
Donated from Paul.
Oh, Paul. Yeah. Paul from Fairfax.
Yeah, with all the awesome Bay Area beers I could have brought.
Well, here's a Hams.
Old Marin. It's a very old Marin. What's left of it there, from what I hear, it's just completely rich people now. But
yeah,
what we have here, more importantly, what we have here was just opened. This is a with a beer within a show beer, just beer. Pacholito, chew your beers, pale ale called Pacholito. It is a Centennial and Citra pale ale. It's been going around the show listeners that are lucky enough to have some of this.
Almost smells like the Chinese food I had last night.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Pan fries.
This is interesting.
It's a Chinese food influenced pale ale.
Mm-hmm. It must, it seems like it's heavy on the Centennial.
No MSG.
There's a certain kind of interesting maltiness to this.
Yeah, right? There's some sort of malt backbone that's I wasn't expecting.
But yeah, I agree. The Centennial is kind of
I'd definitely say strong. It's a more prominent flavor. Citra is not super out there and in front to begin with, but it is a sea hop.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bad beer, though.
I see your eyes.
No, it's not. It's refreshing. Mm-hmm. Where was this brewed?
Where did he make this thing? Somewhere in L.A.
He explained it to us.
It wasn't the same place. Yeah.
No, yeah.
It wasn't the same place he did the first Chocotazo.
Yeah. He's screaming at the radio right now.
Yeah.
I told you.
Yeah.
Episode,
I told you guys.
Sorry.
Episode 318.
I can't remember everything. Okay, Truth. Leave me alone. That's a good beer. Happy to have this.
Yeah. Made its little voyage back from the...
Yeah, we almost had it last week, but wisely waited for now. And look, Paul gets to have it.
We wanted to give it fresh palates.
We felt like Paul's coming. We got to save it.
Mm-hmm. Good job, Chu.
So, but, wait.
What?
Oh, we got it's throwing me off that the guy that does the drops is here. I mean, we should have had you do them live, but whatever.
No pressure.
We say that every time.
Culture.
His face looks like he doesn't remember. Paul's
face as he's listening.
So, like, big in these headphones.
We're like, oh, he's listening to it. Yeah. Does he recognize it?
He
oh,
I think he does. Doing
no, he had Paul had a face. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck this is.
How drunk was I when I sent that in?
Hell yeah.
That's what Paul does. Two in the morning, he's like, yeah, fuck it. I'm doing a perfect four bumper.
I can't sleep. I got to get this out of my system.
So, Matt, what's going on? Culture.
Oh, there's a lot to talk about this week.
Oh, good.
And I don't want to talk about anything.
You figure it out. You figure out what I'm thinking about.
Go on the Twitters. I don't know.
Mm-mm.
Find out.
So, what dumpster fire did we start this with?
Porch drinking.
Mine was contained to Fresno. It didn't spill out over into the beer world. Okay, this time.
Great. Just Whole Foods doors.
Yep. Mine was just Whole Foods people going, shut up.
Porch Drinkings released their 2019 Great American Beer Festival Survival Guide. So go over to the website and check that out.
Snakebite kit.
They mentioned how it was back in 82. It started with 24 breweries serving 47 beers. And now they're up to more than 3,500 beers being served during the festival. There are still tickets available for Thursday and Saturday night sessions.
That Thursday session was awesome.
There was also a Friday and a Saturday session. So they give some bullet points saying that, you know, everything's back to booths, arranged alphabetically by region. They'll receive glass cups instead of plastic this year.
Ooh.
They said, don't forget to check out other sections for hidden gem beers. The Brewers Guild section has guild representatives from several states that bring beers from breweries that aren't otherwise pouring on the festival floor. So,
like Tioga Sequoia?
Probably not. I don't know if we're pouring this year. We don't usually send somebody out.
Did you submit?
We submitted beers, yeah.
All right. Let's see. The awards are on Sunday, usually? Mm-hmm. Feels like.
We'll find out.
We'll see.
And then there will also be a heavy metal, M-E-D-A-L section, from past GAF metal winning beers.
That's the worst spelling of metal.
I think they're going to be fresh batches, though. I don't think it's the beer that they saved from the previous year that got the medal. Be like, this is what it tastes like old. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're doing that.
We have some beers to submit.
We got a lot of beers. People are like, blown away what we got.
Yeah.
Cellared away.
And then there's this might interest you, Mike. There's a fresh hop booth with fresh wet hopped beers.
Mm-mm. That's more of Nick's thing. Something.
He likes them pelletized hops.
Yep.
Give me the fresh pellets.
Yeah, I like them pellets, bro. I'm all a pellet guy.
And then so they also said that other people or several breweries will have special timed releases that aren't otherwise listed on the pour list. For example, Modern Times will serve a different special beer each day of the festival.
What?
And then they have links to all the different things that you can do at the GABF while you're there. So check that out. If you're, for some reason, found yourself at GABF and you don't know what you're doing, listen to this podcast, then go to that website and figure it out.
All right. there isn't any talk of Colin and Janine have completely ruined GABF. Nobody really gives a shit about it because Colin and Janine are out of town. So I don't even know if anyone's going to really show up this year.
To go.
It's going to be like just a handful of people, just a handful of nerds there. And so, that's what I'm predicting.
For me, it's slightly more relatable, but it's almost as annoying. Like when a sports ball is getting to their championship era and it's like, everybody's like, oh, look at this sports ball thing. And or look at these Emmy nominees. Or I'm just like, can we just go back to normal stuff?
Yeah.
Normal. Yeah. This is ruining my social media weekend. Too much. We won a silver medal, GABF. Yay!
Talk more about vinyl records.
Where's the vinyl records thing? It's not record store day.
And then the Brewers Association has released a tidbit of news. I will just do the highlights where we could basically just some couple highlights of that. The craft beer industry made its mark in the U.S. economy, according to the 2018 Economic Impact Report released earlier today by the Brewers Association. The annual report highlighted the small and independent craft brewers contributed $79.1 billion to the U.S. economy. And then it says this amount covers roughly 0.4% of gross domestic product. And it also is an increase from 2017. And then another one they mentioned was, in addition to its moneymaker, the craft industry continued to serve as a major job provider in 2018, responsible for 559,545 total jobs. And then our guest here is on both sides of it. And they said of that almost over 550,000, there was 150,055 people of which directly were directly at breweries. So that just goes to show you that the serving side has way more staff than people actually making beer.
Mm-hmm.
But you've actually done both now.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's true. It's you can have a brewery with maybe a staff of two or three people, and the serving staff is 20 to 30 people.
Yeah. On a production side, we have about a total of 8-9 people. And my side alone, I have, including myself, would be 19.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like double.
That's like a lot more.
That's like quite a bit
cool.
More.
Thanks for putting that math together.
You're welcome.
And so that total people employed put together is more than $5 billion in wages and benefits were provided to the brewery employees through 2018, which is not enough.
No. That is a major thing when the craft beer industry is underpaid and benefited.
$89 million, $5 billion, there's a little bit of a gap between the two.
A little bit. But, I mean, I don't know. Who's out there? What craft brewer is making shit ton of money and not paying their employees, though? I mean, is that happening somewhere?
Yes.
I wouldn't say that.
What would you say?
Name names, bro.
Brewery. Sign language it to me.
Write it on this.
Well, I will say that
does our logo have horns involved in it?
Every brewery, brewer that I know, especially, well, entry level positions are really bad paying, but even if you've been there a long time, you're still maybe you're lucky if you're making 35 to 40,000 a year. I mean, I think if you were lucky enough to get head brewer position at Stone or Lagunitas or Sierra Nevada or Modern Times or something, then maybe your salary would go up
right
to like a good livable wage, but most of the production staff does not really.
Yeah, it's definitely a very tough balance. And I know, you know, it's at least with what I see at Tioga, without knowing what people get paid, because I don't know that stuff about everybody. I know Kevin at least strives for people to have balance. He's like, if I can't, if we can't afford, you know, pay you more than, you know, market rate or whatever his terminology might be, he's like, I'm at least going to try to make it fun for you guys, give you tons of experience, let you guys get your own beer in there every once in a while, let you guys brew pilot batches and try to fight for you guys to get better equipment so you're not killing yourself in the process. So he tries to be very mindful of that and keep them engaged in that way. So it's not just like, get back to work, you know, crack the whip and that kind of stuff. Because there's breweries that do both where they pay crap and they also crack you with whips.
Mm-hmm.
And don't give you beer.
No free beer.
No shit beer.
But I'd definitely say it's more common where they're just like, hey, we wish we could pay you more, but let's try to find a happy medium. I'd say that's probably a bigger part of the market.
Yeah.
It's tough all the way around.
Then on to my next news story. It appears that I'm assuming the only person that does craft beer news for NPR is an intern. Because it seems like over the past 5-6 years, they fluctuate between 5 to 10 stories a year that are tagged under craft beer. And then I was like, oh, I'll see what they have going for 2019. The last thing they published and the only thing they published in 2019 was when Sam Adams and Dogfish were announcing a merger.
Wow.
Ram.
Yeah.
I guess that's why craft beer's dead right now.
Thanks, NPR.
Thanks a lot, NPR.
So
could be helping us out here.
Yeah. I just, I mean, I feel that we might get flagged. Oh, so, well, it looks like they had 2 this year. Sorry. That's still less than their 5 average.
Below average. They, yeah. Whoever interned this year is not into beer.
So
cared not to do any beer stories. Yeah.
I mean, because we've said NPR more than 3 times, we'll probably get like a, you know, copyright flagged, and they'll be like, what's this? And then they'll come after us or something and be like, oh, you should publish your stories on our website, and be like, cool.
They won't know. Yeah, they don't know.
They
what
won't
we're
care.
Doing.
So wow. Don't go to, unless you're just so far removed from craft beer, that's probably a good source for you. We go, oh, what's this?
Yeah.
Cause, but other than that, don't go to NPR for craft beer news. I'm sorry.
It's good advice. Good reco.
It's probably like when, like sports and politics end up in my news feeds and I go, oh, what is this? And I actually look at it and go, oh, there's something happening in that realm of the world.
What is this Tom Brady guy?
So I imagine it's probably the other where somebody's only looking at sports and politics and they go, what's this beer thing? As they're drinking their old English at 9 o'clock in the morning
and
on Sunday.
And that's when you're at, you know, at Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving or something and your aunt says, oh, I heard about... You're into that beer. I heard a thing on NPR about the hazies. What are these hazies? What's a hazy? Hazies are over, Auntie. Okay. God. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Jeez. We're all into hard seltzers now. Okay. God, catch up.
The Brewsaver, which is a manufacturer of brewing hose, has announced that they are their manufacturing kink resistant stainless steel wire enforced hose.
Wow.
And it joins their Brewer Savers crush resistant reinforced hose. So that's new technology right there, being available in different shapes, sizes, and colors and all that sorts of stuff.
Wow.
I would feel that.
Will we see this on TV?
Yes.
Okay.
On NPR.
Infomercial.
NPR.
Third story for the year.
But I don't know if I've ever had people issues with hoses kinking. Well, I mean, you would.
Not brewery hoses. They're too thick.
They're usually pretty stout, but I guess that's a thing. I guess their main thing was saying that people could walk on it or.
Forklift
equipment could crush it and it would go back to shape. So I'm assuming maybe that's what they mean is they're a little bit more rigid if you accidentally run it over with the forklift. Accidentally.
Yeah.
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 You know, you could move the hose or just run it over and hope it doesn't crush.
Yeah. You know. I'm gonna go run it over.
I just got on. I don't want to get off again. If you're mad at the guy who's brewing and you sit on it just long enough to where it builds pressure, then you roll forward and it blows out the other side.
There's times where I've been like moving stuff with a forklift and somebody's like, I could move that. And I was like, that makes it less fun. And so I'm not going to hit it. And I didn't, but it was just like, just to have the close, proximity of things and like being very, not diligent.
Mindful?
Mindful. That's a word.
Sure.
But just being on your game to like work in narrow spaces and make something happen is awesome.
You got it. See, that craft brewery, you work in craft brewery, you got to make it fun.
I still don't consider myself a forklift driver, even though I've done it for 6 years.
Certified? Got your car, bro?
I am.
Okay. You got your card.
Do you want to see my card?
Yeah, let's go.
All right.
No.
Whip it out.
Come on. Whip it out, Matt.
Gotta have,
see it.
Gotta have your forklift card.
To the,
Waps. Matt's whipping it out. Waps. I was going to call him Waps.
Waps.
Look at that.
Wow. Oh, it's got Tauga's logo on it.
It's laminated.
Laminated? That's official.
Hey, I need to borrow the laminator.
Why?
It's a big deal.
Come on. I got my forklift car, bro. I have to renew it in a month.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Good thing we made you check.
Yeah.
Does that mean you have to take a test?
I believe it's only the written test for recertification.
I would think it'd be your skills. Somebody's going to come out and check you.
Let's go. Okay. Set the cones up. 3-point. Three-point turn.
They were cones. All right.
See you parallel park it. See you parallel park it. It's pretty easy. You just pick up a pallet. You do a figure eight between the two pallets and drop it on the other side. Okay. Let's not end up on Worst Beer Blog here. Knock something over. Oh, I see those videos, and that scares the crap out of me.
Brewery fail.
Knock over a shelf, and it knocks over all the shelves. And
oh, yeah.
or they're unloading a pallet, and it goes too far off the tailgate.
Yep.
Kaplooey.
Kaplooey.
I dumped a whole huge pallet of apple juice.
Oh.
And Vaughn's one night crew. But just with the hand jack.
Wow. Pallet jack.
Yeah. Damn. That's it. Just my brute force of the turn I was taking.
Yeah.
Cause I was just too powerful. Right.
That's why you didn't have a real forklift.
Right. They're just like, why do you need that? Let's give you the manual one. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, it makes sense. And I dumped it all out on the floor.
Oh, I've had driving a pallet of kegs, we used to do stretch wrap, and there's this one pothole you can't really see, and I hit it one time, and it caused the stretch wrap to break and kind of dominoed.
Mm-hmm.
There were just like bowling pins just went everywhere, but we now have reinforced straps and kegs.
Prevents I love
that. Yeah. Keg straps.
Strap
keg straps. Are they the same reinforcing wire as the hoses?
No.
New like beer entering the show.
It's that nylon stuff that you get crates or packages in that you can't really break with your hand. You have to.
Life and Limb, a Sierra Nevada and Mills River, North Carolina. The Mills River, Sierra Nevada made this, I guess. That's what they're saying. Or with Dogfish Head. Sierra Nevada and Dogfish Head. This is like an annual, right?
Yes.
I don't know they've done it every single year, but
they've
done it before.
They've done it
couple of years.
It's the first time I've seen a can, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. This living brew is naturally carbonated to enhance complexity and refinement and to encourage aging.
At least how I found it, it was a 4-pack of cans. I don't know if it would be sold singles at the store, but I don't remember if it was a 22 or a 750, but.
Yeah, it used to be Sierra used to do those 24-ounce
There bombers. You go.
Yeah. Those are awesome.
He's like, yeah. Alcohol.
The 1 pint and 2 ounces or whatever they called that one.
Those were the Harvest Series beers.
Or 2 pints and 2 ounces.
Yeah, I love that. It was years before I discovered that. Like one day I was like, wait a minute, this is ounces than every other.
Wait a minute, they don't know what they got here.
I got 2 free ounces.
They don't do those anymore.
See if I can walk out of here.
Fuckers.
Mm-hmm.
Because you used to be able to get one of those.
Sierra's usually the only one that has that size, right?
Yeah,
that
but I don't see it at all. Oddly
big size.
Mm-hmm. I think they completely discontinued that. One thing that Sierra has been doing for the last 5 or so years that really bums me out are the variety packs, but not no longer doing individual sales on like beers that I used to like the Ruthless Rye. Uh-huh. You used to be able to get in a 6-pack. Mm-hmm. Now you can only get it. So you're forced to buy.
Gonna get you.
The tumbler, the brown ale.
Yeah.
The Ruthless Rye, and then they had the Black IPA. I forget what that one was called.
That was a good beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's just called Black IPA now, but it had it.
Yeah, it's Sierra Nevada. There's not.
We looked this up once. The names. We were talking about this once.
Beer. Hoppy beer, brown beer,
hoppy beer,
black beer.
Damn.
Oh, so stout I had a friend,
coffee stout.
A friend sent me a picture of this flight. He was at some brewery somewhere. He sent me a picture of the flight and the menu board.
Ooh, yeah.
And so you know, I recognize everything except one beer was called a CDA. And like, and I, so I wrote back, I was like, what's a CDA? He's like, I don't know. It's like Canadian something or other. It was really dark and interesting. I was like, no, it's a Cascadian dark ale.
Yeah.
But they're actually, they're breaking it down and CDA. I like hoping CDA. That's going to become really big.
It's kind of like CBD, but a little bit different.
Yeah. It's a CDA.
It's a CDA. Oh man.
Dude, you got any hazy CDAs?
I'm kind of liking that. I might get into that.
That
if they abbreviate it for you,
start calling them CDAs.
CDAs.
Yeah. It's kind of a little more fun to say.
That black IPA was called Blindfold.
I might get into CDAs.
Yes. Blindfold.
Blindfold.
Blindfold was good.
I liked Blindfold.
Our chat just informed us it's called Blindfold. No, we don't have a chat.
Yeah, it's called Google. Oh, Google saves the day again.
Yeah, Google. What do you think of this, Matt or Nick? I really want your interest in this because it seems more of.
I'm liking it a lot this time.
I like it.
I know
this is my second one. I'm liking it better than the first time.
Yeah.
Paul kind of scared me when he said sweet. This is not as sweet as I thought it would be.
Yeah. And it has, you taste that birch in the background, mm-hmm. which is really nice. That's
it kind of curbs the maple-y, the maple syrup sweetness you'd expect.
Like, I like maple on my pancakes or waffles, but on my bacon and in my beer. Don't eat
what? Oh, syrup with bacon.
Do not touch the bacon with the syrup.
Oh, no, I disagree.
That's one thing I like.
Disagree.
They're like, there's going to be the appetizer's candied bacon. It's like, why would you do that?
Because candy and bacon is delicious.
Bacon needs no garnish.
That's true, but also everything else needs bacon.
You know what's better? Yes.
Bacon is the affecting
You know what's better than a piece of bacon? When two pieces of bacon are stuck together. Yeah. That's what's better than one bacon. Piece of bacon.
That's good.
Yeah. Always double bacon if you have the opportunity.
Unless it's that.
You got any sizzling? You ever tried sizzling?
Good Lord, no.
Oh, man. I remember that.
Yeah. I remember that.
That was just like some processed.
Yeah. I guess it was fake. Bacon? I don't know.
I think it was real meat, but it was just it was like particle board version of meat.
Yeah. But it was still delicious.
Oh, that image is not pretty. Compressed meat chunks into a shape of bacon.
Still delicious for a late 70s, early 80s kid.
Yeah.
Some sizzling.
The OSB of bacon.
Nothing's worse than that fake bacon at salad bars. The wood chips?
The wood chips.
Yeah, the radioactive red wood chips.
Everything else is in the cold section except for the bacon is
well,
in
the Well, the ones are like really hard container. Like grape nuts style. It's still better than not having them. I would rather have them than not have them.
Painted grape nuts.
Oh my God. I like grape nuts too, so.
It's probably just
I'm
tree
one of those
bark.
Weird people that like grape nuts.
Tree bark that they paint red, call it bacon.
Maybe. But it still works in my brain. So I'm like processing, like, this is bacon.
I'm having bacon.
I'm having bacon. No, you're not. Shut up. What else is going on today? Are you good, Matt?
Oh, yeah. I'm good.
Nick, do you have that thing?
Wow.
You have culture?
Wow.
You have culture?
Well, you know, I'm an expert reporter. I dive deep into the stories.
Oh, are you reporting from GABF live right
live.
Now?
Live. I'm at booth 75.
Oh, let's get him.
How do you get to 75?
Yeah, how the hell do you get over there?
75 is the end of the line for the Russian River booth. So just look for the line.
What I trip out on is every year they'll post a picture of like the warehouse where all the kegs are at that everyone sent. Like, how do those... Like, who's delivering all those kegs? Like, everyone's sending them from different parts of the country. So it's just like, they're just UPS trucks just lined up in Denver. Just like I'm just thinking about the transportation.
A keg collar slips off and then.
Oh, man.
That was the gold medal winner.
There it was.
Yeah, it's intense. I had to drop some kegs off at Gordon Biersch to get sent to GABF. Uh-huh. And it was... cluster bomb there, like all these different
just
guys
there
breweries, yeah, just showing up to drop their kegs off. But I can only imagine when they get there, it's
like there must be just dedicated, you know, 18 wheelers just pulling up the venue.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Yeah, 35,000 beers, Matt said.
3,500.
3,500.
Okay. Fuck.
Yeah, that's a lot of beer.
It's still a lot of beer.
Still a lot of beer.
Man, what are we doing, man? This is excessive. Guys, this is when everyone's just there. GABF just like, guys, come on. What are we doing here? Just somebody needs to stop. And everyone's just like, guys, look at us. Look at what we've become.
We're
look
monsters.
Look at us. We're monsters. Nobody should be doing this.
Let's just serve hams and collard.
Yeah. Let's just serve one beer.
Right.
One style. One beer for each style. And go home, guys.
I'm going to start a hams beer festival.
Yes.
Nothing but hams.
Yeah.
You could have hams at different temperatures.
Different batches.
Ages, different
that's
ages.
Immediately
different
where
batches,
my mind went.
Different was ages. Just,
each booth was a degree warmer. Yes. You could find your perfect degree of hams. I like 44 more than 54. Oh,
have you guys tried 44?
Go get 46.
Oh, bullshit.
46 is the sweet
spot. Go get 38. 38, man.
You want to be careful with the beer low ABV in the 30s.
Not if it's a shitty beer.
Is that slush zone?
Yeah. The shittier the beer, slushy. The colder you want that.
Beer slush.
Go look in Mikey's freezer. I think there's remnants of an exploded can in there still.
Yes. Yeah.
Perfect.
Ooh. It probably wasn't beer, but it'd be the similar thing.
Nah, something. Something's always exploded in there.
I don't like the fact that you didn't say food or liquid. You said something is exploding.
Something's exploding in there. I don't know what it is.
No, I'm scared.
I don't know what goes on. I don't know everything.
His Eureka Burger leftovers from a year ago.
There's nothing. No leftovers from Eureka Burger. That's all good.
That doesn't exist.
No. It never happened.
Waitress gets slammed to the ground. Sir, do you need a box? I'm not finished yet.
Still picking at it.
Sorry, Nick. I tangented you.
Yeah, it's all right. Damn. I'm still working on this. Okay, so I don't know if you guys noticed, but Carl Strauss.
What?
Matt knows. Mm-hmm.
Matt knows.
Is this about the new collab beer?
New collab beer.
Yes.
Now with Alesmith.
Now with the Alesmith. Yeah, that fooled me. I saw it. I was like, oh.
More
like,
Russian River.
Another Russian River one. I was like, it says Alesmith. I was like, nah, never mind.
Yeah, but because it's in a oddly similar style labeling.
It's almost the same, but slightly colored different.
So are they going to start doing that? Just collabing with
them? Look at
they're
look
just fooling
the big
everybody.
Brands on Paul.
I see what you're doing, Carl Strauss.
Okay. They are trying to become the spokesperson for independent beer, I guess, is what they're trying to do. And they're having the Collabapalooza.
Uh-huh.
A festival of indie beer collaboration celebration. So 40 breweries. I don't know if they're going to make 40 different beers or if they're just having 40 breweries at this festival. But October 19th is the festival if you'd like to go. At Carl Strauss in San Diego.
San Diego. Man, there's a lot. Matt is really focused on that fridge mic there. Fridge there. He is taking his time.
Well.
Oh, sounds like he's
you gotta do
drinking.
It right.
Sounds like he's drinking in there. He's like, what?
Go, really fast.
Is this on?
No.
What?
We don't hear you at all.
Okay.
We're not doing a show.
Did he talk about the new beer?
No.
No, I can. It's in a can. It's a pun.
No, I was asking a question.
So the new beer is Blink of an IPA by
which
Carl
is a really
Strauss.
Good damage plan song, if
for
a reference.
Blink of an IPA, that's clever.
It is a, let's see if Paul nerds out on this. It's a Kivik?
Yes.
Yeast?
That yeast.
Style?
Yes. So there, a bunch of people have been jumping on that recently. So it's kind of like an heirloom yeast from...
this says Norwegian.
I was going to say Finland. But so it's a really old, old yeast. And so I think White Labs or Imperial just started cultivating it. But here's the crazy thing about it. It can ferment at a huge range of temperature.
I know what you're talking about.
It can ferment from down in like the 50s all the way up to like 108 degrees.
Holy shit.
And the crazy thing is it doesn't change the flavor profile that much. So if you want to go wild, like you crank your beer up to like 90 degrees and it'll ferment fast.
It says, it mentions that how quickly these turn around.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had a couple. Hen House did one. The yeast does impart a lot of fruity ester characteristics and it's nice. Like it does well with an IPA. So I say bring it on.
All right, bring it.
Ferment incredibly quickly.
It's like a New Glory.
New Glory beer.
Tragic Outsiders IPA.
Is this another 10%er?
Who gives this? Is this a Wazoo
Doesn't
Corvette?
Taste like it.
Is this Wazoo Corvette?
It is. I don't drink anything less than 10%.
He's been stoking you guys out on a lot of good beer lately, huh?
He's been... way generous.
Yeah, he stopped by today and he gave me the lowdown. He's like, nice. I'm in town once a month.
Wow.
And so he usually tries to grab a pint before he heads back up after the shift. And he was kind enough to drop off some more beer.
This is good.
New Glory.
It's an American IPA brewed with oats, wheat, dry hopped with Citra, Denali, Equinaut, Cryo hops.
Looks unfiltered. And
fermented with our excessive ale yeast. Expressive, sorry.
Not expensive.
Expensive.
Are very expensive ale yeast.
Packaged in
its
purest form.
Okay, guys.
Unfined and unfiltered for optimum experience, store cold and drink fresh.
They meant expansive. They got to leave headroom in the fermentation vessel.
So I'm going to fully admit a faux pas. And I'm not the only person who was doing this for a long time. I fully admit to like a certain level of dyslexia, like a functional dyslexia, because I've caught myself over the years like spelling words wrong for a really long time. But Equinaut, I was pronouncing Euconaut for a really long time, and I heard other people calling it the same thing. But then one day I look at it and I'm like, no, the U is not before the K, it's after the K. But I kept seeing it as Euconaut for a long time.
Maybe people are telling that you cannot go in there.
You cannot. Yeah.
What? You can't bring hops in there?
You cannot.
You cannot.
Equinaut.
Or Equinaut. Equinaut.
You cannot.
I guess it'd be, if it was Equinaut, there'd be a Q in there.
You would think.
There was.
Can you?
There is an Equinox hops.
There is.
Can you pick out the Equinaut?
Yeah. Well, not necessarily in this one, because... Equinaut's a pretty...
There's almost like Equinaut? A little dankiness in the middle, and I think that's more Denali anything.
It's more... I get the Equinaut in the aroma, for sure. It's the danky, like...
Yeah.
Kind of melony thing that you get.
Yeah, I see that now.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I saw it first, though.
Oh, damn it. Yeah, I think you did. By the way, Mikey... Uh-oh. I thought you did an extraordinary job solo.
I think it was fully
entertaining. Like just like you held it down. I mean, I'm not saying that that's something that should happen on a regular basis. It's good. It's good
that
to
was,
have all.
That's what I heard.
Nobody believes that.
But no. I mean, it was like wow. I was super impressed.
Thank you.
We had a review. Was it on Twitter or something? Somebody was also saying the same thing. They're like, you did good. They're all perhaps next time you should tape photos. Of like us on broomsticks, so you could at least talk to it. And I was like, "Well, then I could see that there'd just be like a whole like
I kept
like cheap '80s sci-fi movie where like he makes like like gets dummies of us and like dresses us up like and talks to us. Yeah, that kind of stuff. You knew exactly where I was going.
I kept looking at your guys' spots, and nothing was happening. So.
Well, with 7 years worth of shit, he should be able to clip in what we say.
Yeah.
Ooh. That sounds great.
Conversation.
That's like a week-long edit. That.
Here's information about Volkswagens.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like...
stout, stout, stout.
Yeah, I technically could have pieced together a complete show of, like, not knowing. If I was that good of an editor, people would have not even known.
Wow.
You weren't there.
Well, it just tells you how not replaceable we are, because he probably could have just been backlogging stuff and just, you know, figured out how many episodes. He's like, I probably got a good 40 episodes and, you know, finish out the year without us even being here. But just clip together stuff.
All the, if I used early stuff, I would have to edit out so much ballast point stuff.
Oh, damn.
Just be too hard. Be like, oh my God, you guys had this,
Big Eye?
Yeah, Big Eye. Oh my God, it's the best beer. I love ballast point so much.
Watermelon Dorado, what the fuck's that?
Oh, no. And we see the beginning of the downfall. I'm like, wait a minute, guys. I don't know about this Watermelon Dorado. Oh, it's fine. It's fine.
That's terrible, buddy. Have you heard of Golden Road yet?
Oh, my God. Golden Road's so good.
Wings and Arrows.
Oh,
St. Archer. For life, bro.
Oh, St. Archer's going to be the shit, dude. You hadn't St. Archer yet? Oh, my God.
Okay, have you guys heard of this space dust?
Oh, space dust.
God, there was that period where it was just, one after another.
No, I remember space dust were like, that was a coveted ass beer. Yeah. That was, we're like, oh, fuck.
We'll never see this in our life.
Now it's at fucking 7-Eleven. Like, great. Now it's here. Now it's a Budweiser product.
Red Robin finally has it.
Yeah, Red Robin. They finally got that space dust they've been advertising for years. Now they have it. I'm like, damn it.
Yeah, I see a lot of those. You know what I don't see at all anymore, though, is St. Archer at all.
I see it a little bit here still.
Wow.
Like, most of those buyout beers,
and they're really hidden.
Yeah.
And I don't understand who's buying those. Like those, like a St. Archer, like I understand people are buying Ballast Point still or whatever, but like, who's buying St. Archer?
The grocery store, the grocery store I was at, they had their hazy IPA six pack there, but that was the only St. Archer that they had.
Wow.
Uh-huh. 10 Barrel had a whole shelf. And then on the warm shelf across, they had Just Outstanding. And I was just like, this is sad. I'm going to leave.
I don't like how this makes me
SpongeBob
feel.
Mead, and I'm out.
I went to a market somewhere 9 minutes out of town. Later. And it was probably like a Safeway or something to that degree. And every single non-macro beer they had was a buyout beer. Every single one. So it was like Elysian and, and St. Archer and Ballast Point and Lagunitas. There wasn't a single independent.
Yeah.
So clearly they're working with just like one major distributor. And
right. The distributor's just like, this is craft beer. Yeah. And that guy's like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we created craft beer.
Yeah.
And then I'm there. I'm actually, none of this is craft beer.
The guy told me it is. The people are probably so brainwashed. If they did bring in something craft, it was probably like twice the price. And be like, look, it doesn't sell. People don't want to pay it.
Yeah.
See? Get it out of here.
Or it's all the shops that don't know how to sell craft beer. They just put it out there thinking it's just going to go. And I just want to like pull them aside. Like, here's what you do. Okay. Here's a blueprint. Get on Instagram first. You got to post all your...
It won't take long. Don't worry.
Nope. Get in a Facebook group and on Instagram, and you'll be in.
Yeah, I found this beer with a lobster on it. It's 12%. It's from Romania. People are going to go crazy over this. It's imported.
Those used to be some fig tree specials.
Yeah.
That's all fig tree is good for now, is just like some weird beers from not... this country.
Oh, they're back to that.
Oh yeah, it's terrible in there now.
They have the Zingu black beer, you know, that one.
They might,
the one from Brazil with the crocodile on the...
Wow. I don't know,
you guys.
We haven't been there in a while.
That's like a Bevmo or a Cost Plus special.
Oh yeah,
Cost Plus. That sounds very Cost Plus-y.
Yeah, because they were very into their like international beer selection,
right?
Beers of the world. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
The original variety Christmas pack.
Every Christmas, either I gave it or somebody gave it to me. Somebody's getting this. He likes beer like this.
12 lagers. Thank you.
12 beers that all taste the same, but they're from weird breweries I've never heard of. This is great. I'll drink these when I have nothing else left to drink.
Can't wait to get to those green bottles.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Those look special.
Yeah, and it was stored warm all year. Yeah, all year long. In the
just
back
sat
room.
There in the center of the store all day, all year. All right, Nick, were there more stuff? Yeah, sorry.
No, that was my culture.
All right. Where Paul, where are you at right now? Working as far as beer goes in the bay there.
Beercraft, I think I've told you about them. They're tap room bottle shop in Novato. The original spot up in Rodent Park, as we affectionately call it up there in Sonoma. It's a tiny spot, 14 taps and a lot of bottles and cans. And I just fill in. So I bartend whenever they need me. And, and I do beer runs pretty regularly. And so that's been good. And I years ago, I used to teach. So now I'm on the sub list and I'm substitute teaching, which is in fact, I can have full time work with it. It's kind of phenomenal. Like there's because I in the district there's 20 different schools, so I'm getting I'm getting called off the hook. So it's pretty great. So between Beercraft and that, I'm good. Because of the situation having to go back and forth between Colorado. Yeah,
you found a good niche to like. You can just not you don't have to ask for any permission. You just like I'm just not going to be here.
Exactly. That's unfortunately. I mean, I would like a little more stability, and I would like to be able to be more of a yes man. But unfortunately, I leave when I leave and come back when I come back, and it works out.
So nice. are you a let's put on a movie type sub teacher or what's your
today go-to? Kids?
I work special ed, so so I'm kind of more hands on with depending on the classroom what the special needs are. So
very nice.
Yeah. And there are some movies happening.
To answer your question.
It still happens, yes.
Wheeling in the VCR cart. Here we go.
I got in trouble with Marin Brew Co. this week because fieldwork opened up a tap room in Corte Madera.
They've already done this?
I think so, or they're about to. And then, so I was like, oh, because I was equating that with the one that was in Fairfax, right? Or was it? And I was like, oh, yeah, must be nice. Push it out Marin Brew Co. And then Marin Brew Co. replied on it, like, and said, no, that's not the one you're talking about.
So that was my bad because I kept hearing stories about, I mean, the original story, which is true, is that the landlord that owns the shopping center that Marin Brewing Company is in did do an astronomical rent raise.
Right.
That Brendan Moylan refused to sign the new lease because he said that's ridiculous. And apparently the guy doesn't really want them there anyway.
Yeah, he just basically like – did like a, well, if you're going to stay, then you have to pay me all this money.
Yeah. But, so then a while later, somebody said to me, and I just trusted what they said. Like, yeah, they're moving and fieldwork's coming in.
Yeah.
But that turned out not to be true.
Okay. Apparently. So fieldwork's not moving into the old Marin Brew Co. spot.
I keep hearing different things. And the last couple times I've gone to Marin Brewing Company, there's no sign whatsoever that they're moving.
Oh, it's still open.
They're still open, and they're still apparently. I mean, I was there about a month ago, and it was business as usual.
And they seem to have a new spot, like by the prison. That whole I just call it by the near that prison area. Yeah,
that's where they've always been.
Oh, okay. They've been there for
30. That's 30 plus years now.
Oh, okay.
That's where they've been the whole time, and the place is exactly. It's the same as
it's a time warp when you walk in.
It is. I mean, you could have a picture of what that place looked like when they first opened, and now the only difference is there used to be a smoking section. I still remember that seeing like these old timers up in the like having a stout and a cigarette.
I feel like Moylan's is the same way. Like I doubt that in Novato does that change at all?
Moylan's is exactly the same too. Yeah. By then they probably weren't allowed to smoke inside, but I do. They have a back patio which I think you could smoke there. But Moylan's is so here. I'm not going to bad talk Moylan's too much, but I I have learned that like there's certain beers you just don't styles of beer you don't get. Like their NorCal IPA, which is just a classic West Coast IPA, that's fine. That's perfectly acceptable. The quality is consistent, but I've tried other things that I'm like, I wish I didn't. I wish I didn't get this.
I went adventurous and I immediately regret it.
I regret this.
But that's so I take that back because I don't like the bad talk.
They have a triple that's really good.
Yeah, it wins awards all the time. What is it?
I forget
the Hopsicle?
What it is.
Yeah, is that it? Or
maybe. What do we got? A new beer here. Jeez, no.
I love gold.
Another beast.
Getting it.
We're doing a lot of beasts here tonight.
Getting dirty. The Brewer's Cabinet Dirty Wookiee. Oh! It's a Star Wars reference. It's a Wookiee.
He got
it. There's like a... It looks like there's maybe a Chewie back there holding something. And it's like blending out the other trees.
Where's that tangent button real quick?
No, it's not a tangent. I'm talking about the can, bro.
Can art.
It's in the Reno, Nevada.
Donated by YC Brewer's Corvette.
Cabinet from Reno, Nevada.
He said he ended up with some of these cans.
It's got Star Wars font.
And he was like, oh, Mike, you would appreciate this, the reference, and maybe even the beer.
We'll see.
See if it makes it to the
shelf. There's a little spot up there on the shelf for it.
Good luck finding a spot now until June.
The Star Wars.
It's an indie brewer. I had not heard of this Brewer's Cabinet before.
Neither have I.
Where are they?
Reno.
Oh.
Reno.
Right on.
It's independent. I can see the logo.
Yeah, the indie logo's there.
I saw it.
Saw it. Because of the bottles. They got it sideways. The bottle's sideways. That's not... Oh, it's not cool.
That's not bad.
I don't know.
Did you see the percent?
What style am I drinking?
Did I see the what?
Did you see the percentage?
I did not.
It is 6.7.
Imperial Brown Ale.
I'm going to say 9.8.
Oh, Imperial. I mean, 8.5.
9.8.
11.
Wow.
Wow. You went for it.
You guys all were way over.
What? What?
7.1%.
Oh, wow.
Imperial thing.
That didn't sound very imperial to me.
Yeah. My first guess was closer.
They just wanted to make a reference.
Maybe most brown ales they drink are like from 4.5 to 6.5.
It's a double for brown. All right. It's not a bad brown.
Double brown.
Around.
It's not bad. It's it's on the thin side. It's on the probably like some sort of dry malt or some sort of sugar added to it to ferment out. I don't know if there's too much malt character. It's okay. No, go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
She interrupt me.
I didn't mean to.
It's decent though.
I say it's above decent.
Can I ask you guys if you're above tasting
decent?
There, I get this in certain Irish stouts. I attribute it to like a chalkiness.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I get, like in the texture, a little bit in the flavor. Like there's some back end kind of like.
Yep.
And it's not entirely unpleasant. It's just I notice it.
Sidewalk chalk, not chalkboard chalk. Sidewalk chalk.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm.
Organic.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and get to voicemails.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Now everything's all uncomfortable, but we're just going to go.
I just want to know if Paul's going to call me tonight.
I will. Paul's asking you, if you're listening, Paul's asking you to call him tonight. Like, will you talk about beer?
But he doesn't give out his number.
Yeah, that's true.
Nowhere in that song is Paul's number.
Just like the woman that didn't leave him a number. We'll find that out later.
Yeah. Strange turn of events there.
A lot of missed calls involving Paul. Are you on that? What's that one? The missed line?
Connections on
Craigslist? You're on there a lot?
I love that.
I saw you. I saw you at field work in Corte Madera. You looked at me a little bit. I felt the connection. I'm the guy with the hat.
You thanked me for opening the door.
I was like, oh man, this chick wants it.
You could have had my garlic fries, but you let me have them. Like a true gentleman.
I was ready to order, but I let you order first. I let you go in front of me and order your beer first.
Hey, I met my wife on Miss Connections, man.
Whoa!
Oh, wait. Ooh. That was Casual Encounters.
Ah.
Oh. Yo.
They don't have that anymore.
Oh.
They wow. Craigslist doesn't have any other personals because I think there was too many incidents of like
bad
hookers
things.
Getting killed yeah. or something like that.
People doing
looking for good
dumb
time
stuff. Don't call Paul.
Are you ready to shift it forward?
Are you doing okay? Do you need help? Do you need to make a phone call? Let's get out of here.
Tap twice for yes. Tap once for you're okay. And the first voicemail of the week.
Perfect pour.
Oh, it's a chef.
Da beers.
Every
you guys,
damn time.
It's hey. Chef.
Hey, Chef.
Hi, Chef.
That's right. It's the Chicago Beer Rep calling, of course, from Chicago. I know.
Chicago.
Fellas, how are you?
We're doing all right.
Man, it's yeah. good to talk nice to you here. Again. We haven't spoken in a while. I haven't left the voicemail in a while.
Well, I don't think he needs
wondering.
To.
Busy I was over the actually summer. Wondering.
You're in luck.
I actually
Paul's
moved.
Here.
Yeah.
What?
I know, yeah.
Uh-oh.
I moved from Chicago.
To Chicago.
To... down the street, still
that's
in Chicago.
Yeah.
Hey. Called it.
Still in Chicago. Down the
that's
street,
right,
still
folks.
Chicago.
Don't worry, the your
South
Chicago
side. Now right. he's South side.
Still in the right city, I think. But you guys, I'm calling for
you're
a couple
a South thing now, eh?
I'm calling because I caught up on my episodes, nice. And that was great because I feel like I learned all kinds of things quickly over catching up.
You learn.
It was like the Matrix, just downloaded all kinds of information.
No, I know
I
everything.
Learn Kung Fu, but I learned that Scotty B is coming to Chicago.
Oh yeah,
which is a rush. Yeah, so I'm hoping to meet Scotty.
Quite a rush.
I think this is like a major celebrity coming to Chicago, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, the guy made a Skittles beer. So
yeah. Come on.
I'm trying
to try. He was going to.
Allegedly.
I wish our local officials here would return my calls. I'm trying to tell them Scotty B's coming. I'm just
going
to
have an
idea. Nice. We could have like a
Chicago Tribune.
A Ferris
hey,
Bueller.
Chicago Tribune. Listen.
Scotty B in Chicago. And he could be like wearing the Abe Froman vest. But
I made
you know,
Froman.
Singing Donka Shane, you know, but you know, I guess nobody cares that the legendary Scotty B is coming. But you know what? I care.
Yeah.
Because he's super.
Yeah.
But yeah, hoping to meet Scotty. And if anybody's in the Midwest area, or might be around Chicago, let us know. He's going to be here for a couple weeks, I think. Maybe we could have a get it with a couple people. I know that I'm a bad rep, and I called on Wednesday night, and I think the fellas actually recorded a night early.
Whoa.
So I don't know if we're going to get this in time. But let one of us know.
Oh, no.
We're in touch. Scotty and I on the Untapped machine.
the Untapped
but,
machine.
But, yeah, I'm gonna find Scotty, and I'm going to buy him a beer, because that's the Chicago way.
Chicago
right,
way.
Until then.
That's how you get Capone.
It's been educational. And as always, keep up the good Chicago.
Oh, man.
Oh,
my God.
Still Chicago.
God damn
it. That's good.
That's
this
good.
Chef is still in Chicago. Now you're on the south side of the street.
Maybe he should set the record with Scotty B. The perfect poor world book of records of the most get-its that happened between the same people.
Oh, huh.
They could just meet every day.
Yeah.
Like, we had 12 get-its. Be
12
done.
Yeah. Get-its.
12 consecutive get-its.
Yeah. The most get-its. In,
consecutively get-its, yeah.
Yeah.
You could get a stamp card, like a get it stamp
card. After 12 get it, get one get it free.
One get it free.
Oh.
To your consecutive get it count.
One free kid Sunday. All right. I love Sundays.
Wow.
All right. I hope, I don't know, like, is Scotty B, he was in Fresno earlier, right? So I don't know. Yeah.
How was he in Fresno earlier?
I don't know. Wasn't he?
Was he?
I don't know. Well, let's find out. Let's get a hold of Scotty B right now. I'm going to get a hold of him right now. We're going to talk to him.
Not driving.
Oh.
In fact, I'm not going to be driving till probably October 19th. That's right. I'm in Chicago.
Oh.
I'm glad I'm not driving. When I came into the airport was only like 19 miles from the hotel.
It took airport,
about
Chicago.
An hour and a half to go 19 miles.
I mean,
gee no whiz, gracias. Folks. Crazy, crazy traffic up here. Well, anyway, I'm in the world between worlds.
Between worlds.
And I would be in the world between worlds if I sent a voicemail on this day. But even if I were to have sent it previously, as we all know, somebody recorded early again. Oops, that's okay. You gave a warning. I just didn't see it.
Sorry.
So it's on me.
It's Matt's birthday,
it's
man.
It's all on me. Well, anyway, I'm in Chicago, and I'm here for over 3 weeks, and within that time, there will be a get it. I've already communicated with Chef.
Nice.
Justin. I think there's some more, too. Is Matt? Not our Matt, but that other Matt, is he in Chicago?
A lot of Matts. A lot of Matts.
Not sure.
But anyway, I'm pretty sure we have a Matt.
It's
going to
happen. It'll be on one of these weekends, probably. That I'm here. I'm here for like 3 different weekends, so it's gonna be fun. Yeah. Oh, and also, while I'm gone, my daughter is going to drop off a bottle of Mikey's Hard Seltzer of the Beer Garden. She'll do that sometime before the next show. Yep,
yeah,
that's the plan. I'm tired, but anyway, keep up the great work, guys. And I'm not driving for a while. Love it.
Nothing.
We do have that hard seltzer in the fridge.
Ooh.
Just in case anyone gets out of line, we're going to pull that seltzer out and just douse everyone down.
So I've started homebrewing again, but I'm just homebrewing hard seltzers. So really,
only hard seltzers.
So all I do is just pour vodka into a glass, a little bit of spring water, and then whatever flavored syrup I want.
Boom! You just instantly
pretty
ferments,
quick and easy.
Ferments very quickly.
That birch syrup.
You use that. Huh? You use that new fermenting yeast there. Ferments the crap out of it.
Do you just
quick.
Get like the frozen like juice concentrates and just take a couple spoonfuls and put it in there and call it a day?
Actually, just drop a popsicle in there and just let it melt. Mm. And then
seltzer.
Hard seltzer. Boom.
Wow, so our new beer we're having is a Tioga Sequoia Unapologetically Fresno Red IPA.
It's unapologetically good.
Wasn't this can designed by a listener, a friend of the show?
Jordan Williams. There his letters is his design company. He made a label for this.
It's a pretty cool label.
Super cool dude.
Downtown Fresno skyline. Mm-hmm. Has a red sky. Has the Sierras in the background, and then a red lines, like almost like a star. It's like a mix of Star Wars and Fresno. I like it.
So Jordan, which is local, made the label. Then there is Matt Bolden, which was on the show recently. This was his homebrew recipe that he got to scale up and make. And then we wanted to take it further, so we looked for a California malting company, which is Admiral Malts in Alameda. And then we went even a step further, because they're down a little bit south of us. There's Golden State Hops.
Yeah.
And so we combined all of those local elements together to make this beer. Mm-hmm. This is the most California and local to Fresno beer that's on the market.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Nice. And that is down at the tap room. Probably just tap room only.
It was sent to the warehouse, so it should be popping up around town.
Yes. Buy anywhere. Hashtag Fresno Prob.
Only I could buy it in Fig Garden Village.
Ooh.
Maybe soon. Maybe if that new tap room gets open.
You have to go all the way around the door, the Whole Foods.
No. I meant the old Wee Olive.
Yeah, I
if
know.
That gets open. Yeah.
I have to use the regular
entrance. The regular entrance. Ugh, God.
Like a pedestrian.
It's a whole thing. Yeah, we're going to get a new craft beer bar by us here in the neighborhood.
A Bay Area transplant, right?
We're going to be cool. Ooh, yeah. What? It's
Out of the barrel?
Out of the barrel.
Out of the barrel. Tap room in the Bay Area somewhere. there. I think it's an East Bay, like Walnut Creek or something. Not Walnut Creek.
They're in a,
not Walnut Creek, but somewhere else.
They're in Campbell.
Campbell.
Oh yeah, that is. Oh, Campbell's actually San Jose.
Okay.
But
they were, those people, they were saying like, yeah, we're going to get kegs from all over. Alvarado Street was mentioned. So, looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Right across the street from Jack's.
Which, I mean, other than Whole Foods.
Across the parking lot.
The places that do have beer in that shopping center is.
Walking distance from the ultimate parking spot.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Ultimate
parking next to spot. Nothing. So the fact that we're getting something that we would go to within a very close proximity for the three of us is pretty amazing.
Yes. It'll be fun. Nick, have you been to Mad Duck Northwest yet?
I have not.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
Every time we think about it, it's way too late. We're like, it's just, they're going to be lineup.
Yeah. It's still during our normal times, it's still like people out in the parking lot waiting for tables. Yep. So
I've figured out that I just order food to go.
Interesting.
Because they still turn it around in about 15 minutes. So usually I'm in the parking lot and they call me, your food's ready. And I'm like, I'm in the parking lot.
Come out here.
Yeah.
I'm the only car. The rest are golf carts. You should be able to find me.
Somebody, when I was picking up my last food order, legitimately, like a family rolled up in their golf cart and was like, these fucking Northwest people shouldn't.
Hey.
Me guess you live on the lake.
You wish you could drive golf cart to a beer. Don't think you don't. Because I do. Still get a DUI at the golf cart.
Hey, guys.
What's going on? We are in
World Between Worlds.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, and Berlin.
That sounds European.
And we're in Berlin.
So, sorry, we're not going to be at the GABF this year. We definitely want to go.
You don't sound sorry.
We're going to be in Berlin, so.
But we'll be there next year.
Yeah, if you guys do a grand get it next year, or whatever kind of get it you want to call it. I know the
ultimate, grand.
The Florida guys have the grand get it. I understand it.
Great American get it.
And Lumberhosers. But yeah.
Great American get it.
The Great American. Yeah, we can go there.
Yeah.
We can go there.
The Great American get it. So
yeah, yeah.
Great
we'll
American
do that.
Get it.
2020. The Great American get it. You guys, we will roll out the red fucking carpet for this one. This will be really awesome. Hanging out, drinking beers at the Great American Festival. Beer Festival.
So we're in Berlin. This city does not sleep.
Colin, you right?
Like, we're up all night here.
I guess so.
And we've already been up over 24 hours because we were on a plane.
And a train.
They're getting loopy.
And a plane. And my brain.
And we've been here less than 24 hours, and we've been met with nothing but kindness.
Yeah, it sounds really cool. They treat you really well here. Although I'm drinking a stone IPA right now.
I'm drinking some kind of dunkel something.
All the way to Germany to get stoned.
Stuff like that, just to try different things. But honestly, their pale ales kind of taste really sweet. Like BrewDog has the best one. The rest of the pales are kind of bad.
Like I said, BrewDog kind of has the best in Europe. It's sad. I don't know that it's sad, but it's...
So coming from an American opinion, obviously very skewed on what it should taste like... I love the malty beers, man. I gotta say, like, the malty Dunkels are good. The malty Dunkels are good.
But when you want hoppy shit, you know, when you want some bitterness in your beer, so far, no, bitters please here. Bitter.
Oh, yeah, true.
But when you want some bitter in your beer, as an American, you want something like BrewDog has.
That's true, actually, yeah. So their pale ale was pretty good. Actually, it's not very bitter, but it's very crunching. Like, the flavor's amazing. It's
the really Dead good. Pony.
So, yeah, so the Dead Pony Pale Ale is what, you know, like...
That was my favorite when I was in Scotland.
Matter of fact, I hate anybody who had a pony as a child.
He loves to quote Seinfeld.
I think the guys like Seinfeld.
When it comes to this, but... Actually, so I have to say that I am happy that I am with my husband this time walking through the streets of Berlin, because I don't know that I'd want to be with a pack of girls right now, because it's kind of satisfying to have a man with you.
Oh, thank you, Janine. I feel like a man right now. I'm only 6'2", but I am a man.
True, true, and it makes me feel less vulnerable.
Well, it's okay. I mean, the streets of Berlin are pretty crazy. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on every corner. This is going on. We're over 3 minutes.
We're over 3 minutes, but we think we might call you back after we go to Oktoberfest.
All right, guys. Well, cheers, and
keep up the good work, guys. We're in the world between worlds.
I will make a joke about us talking longer than we should. Da-da-da.
Oh, my God. Bye.
Wow.
You can't create it, guys. It has to be real. You have to forget that you're on, and then it's fun. You can't remember that you're going long and then go like, oh, we're doing a secret conversation.
Pocket dial.
That's not how it works.
Hey, Perfect Four, it's Brian from Wazoo Corvette. I just wanted to give you an update on the Nashville trip. Best beer place I thought was Bearded Iris. Great hazies, great clean pale ales and clean IPAs as well. Stouts were tasty. Everything was good. I got to sit there long enough to have half pours of the entire board. So it was just a great beer, great atmosphere, nice small facility, friendly staff, good place. Other beer places stopped at Tailgate Brewing, solid beer, good food. The variety of styles they had there was really nice, from your lagers to stouts and IPAs and even sours. So I sampled a few of those, and they were all really tasty. I was pretty impressed for the variety of styles they were packing. And then Yeehaw Brewing, nice space to have a beer, huge open atmosphere area, combined with a little local taco bar. So I sat there and had some tacos and watched some football and had some beers. So good place to visit for sure. So if you get out to Nashville, there are a couple of good places to hit up. I wanted to holler out to Colin and Janine for talking about local Denver beers. I ran through Denver last weekend real quick. I could make one stop, and I distinctly remember them discussing River North and how good it was. So I made a pit stop at River North Brewery, walked in, and there was probably about 40 dogs in this brewery all dressed up in Oktoberfest wear. So it was kind of entertaining.
Interesting.
Sampled a few of their beers. Couldn't have too many because I had to drive out another half hour away. But had their Mountain Haze, which was really tasty. Had a Keller Pils with lemon drop hops, was really nice. And then the Double Barrel Double, which was really good Belgian. I was quite impressed. Couldn't have too much of that at 11%, but tasty stuff. Really hands down, nice beer. Great place to visit. Not far from the airport either. Anybody else following Colin and Janine's Untapped feed? I mean, holy smokes, these guys are living it up in Germany. I am super jealous of all of the beers they're getting to try and all the fun they're having. So keep it up, guys. Keep posting your beers, and let us all be jealous. Mikey, great work on the solo show. Matt, Bearded Brewer, happy belated birthday.
Thanks.
And guys, keep up the good work. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
Bearded Iris, is that what he said?
Yeah, Bearded Iris and Tailgate. I hear things about both of them. Bearded Iris especially, but those are the places to go. As we continue with the voicemails of the show.
We're in the Perfect Porch. You be here calling in. Check it out, Holmes. Hopefully you're enjoying Bacholito Pale. Be honest. Let me know
what
you're
doing. We did.
We did.
We did.
I'm going to taste it as it's warmed up a little bit now.
When you lie to me,
whoa, shit.
And then I get my booty hole hurt. Get that, Matt? My booty hole. Anyways, follow him on Twitter.
Hey, Matt. He said his booty hole.
My question to you guys is, has a Perfect Pour ever collabed a beer with the brewery? And if not, what are you waiting for? And here's another question.
Nobody likes us.
If you could
somebody likes
brew
us.
Or collab with the brewery, what brewery would you pick, and what style of beer would you make?
Hard seltzer.
That's it, Holmes.
Yeah.
There was a lot of stuff, but I lost my notes, and it's just one of those weeks, Holmes. Winner of Fill in the Blank.
Oh, yes.
Janine from Colorado.
What?
When she gets back
from
her Germany trip, they'll be getting Bacholito Pale.
Yeah.
All right, chew your beer. You have to watch. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. Well, he's all right.
Hi, Chew.
Chew sounds like he is... I'm tired or something. He had a long day.
What if we did decide that we were going to make a beer?
What if we did?
We have an invite.
Oh, is that true?
Maybe you'll just have to Wait and see.
Yeah.
Oh, wait and see.
Is that supposed to? Is that a hint? I'm trying to figure it out too. I'm like,
you know about this?
Maybe I do. I was trying to, you know, put it for the show.
There was somebody that reached out to us and said, "Hey, you guys are cool. If you want to do something, yeah."
Yeah,
because you know we're coming up on an anniversary here.
King Grossman, Seared of Adam.
Yeah, sure. Let's go with that. I can neither confirm or deny at this point that Ken Grossman is aware of us and wants to collab.
Super
with us.
Aware. He's like, I have been waiting for those Perfect Poor guys to contact us.
Yeah,
make a beer with us forever, and they are just not doing it. Yeah. Well, yeah. What? What would we do? How could the three of us come up with the right style? What style are we doing here?
It's called stout, if you've never heard
of
it.
I think it would be a hazy Belgian stout.
Wow. Seltzer it is.
It would be something that each one of us hate in one beer. We all pick out the thing we hate the most. And it will have one third of each. Will have that.
Oh, it would be a hazy pumpkin stout.
Hazy pumpkin stout. No, because I don't hate stouts. Let's see. What's the thing I hate? I hate Belgium. It would be a hazy
the farmhouse
pumpkin Belgium
or the saison.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with a stout. Maybe like a chocolate stout. Just a simple chocolate stout.
Oh no.
Boring. Stout. We gotta do something. We need
all everything you could put crazy in the stout.
Shit. Cacao nibs, hazelnuts.
Yeah, vanilla, NASCAR vanilla.
All vanillas, different, every kind
Nestle's
of vanilla.
Crunch bars.
Oh, now I'm getting on board.
Some nutmeg.
Some nutmeg. Yeah, you can put nutmeg in
a
stout.
I want a 1,000 grand bar.
There you
and
go.
And it made into a beer.
Ooh.
All right.
How about that?
I like that. Maple syrup.
Marshmallow.
What else we got?
Marshmallow.
Candy corn.
Also marshmallow.
There's going to be a big sale on candy corn in a couple
weeks. No.
Marshmallow.
How long does it take for a candy corn beer to ferment? If it's going to make it for
Scotty B
Halloween.
Will try that and he'll soak the candy corn
I'll
in the,
do it, Chief.
The vodka and see what happens.
I'm down to do a stout, though. Two against one.
Hoppy stout.
Two against one.
Hoppy stout.
An American stout?
CDA?
I'm okay with an American
CDA.
Stout.
What's that? Sounds so expensive.
Yeah, dude. Oh, I'm into CDAs now.
The perfect pour CDA, man.
Yeah. CDA, right. Bro.
Like who is that CDA?
I could just imagine, like, because anytime I'm in Zach's, I'll sit at the bar and I listen to all these yokels that don't know anything about beer. Like, what is this? What's that one? What's a CDA? I'm like, bro. You got to get in those CDAs, man. Order a CDA. You won't be sorry. Okay. I don't know what it is. Final voicemail of the week.
Hey, guys. It's Hoppy Libations.
Vern from Temecula.
Whoa. What's happening?
We're having so much fun over at Cigar City. And, you know, Lumber throws some damn shade, so I just have to call him out because, okay, he wants to throw shade at SoCal, but guess what? I'm over at the DMZ meeting with our SoCal peeps, and he's not fucking here. He's watching his kids. So, we're having so
kids.
Much fun.
We're having beers.
The beers. We're drinking all the beers.
Wow.
We're having so much fun. I've got Hoppy Hubs here.
My wife, Lori.
And we're having a ton of fun. So we just wanted to call in, do our normal get it stuff, and say...
We'll urge.
Keep up the good work. Bye.
Will it. Wow. One time they don't give it a Willard.
Oh. That's a nice get it.
Yeah.
Love it. Lots of getting. Way out there in the Florida. That's across the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the other side.
So kind of like across the country.
Yeah. It's like a long ways.
Yeah.
That's two for the stamp card.
But yeah, you get double. Double stamp card for that.
So traveling, get it, gets a double stamp?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, if you go more than 1,000 miles, I'd say it's definitely. She
could. You cross the Mississippi. Unless you're in Nashville, that's not that big a deal.
Cross the Rockies and you're on the East Coast.
Cross the Rockies. Cross the Sierras, you don't get it. thanks, everyone, for contributing to the show. 559-492-0542 or perfectportpodcast@gmail.com.
What would that effect be that you just had on your vocals? Was that like a phaser or something?
I don't remember, but there might... the
like an activator?
The background vocals had some kind of phaser or flanger or something.
That's cool.
What did you do for this?
That was a music term, guys. Music term. Yeah.
It's called an effects pedal. And he's a big flanger guy.
Oh, yeah.
This is no effect, though. Those are all your octaves, right?
Yeah, there's no effect.
Except for that girl in the background.
Yeah. Ooh, I wonder if I could get my flanger working on this board. One of my effect pedals.
Yeah, you could totally hook the vocals up to the...
That's not flanger. That's like chorus, bro.
Imagination.
Thank goodness.
Oh my gosh. Matt, what are you looking out for? Beers.
Ooh, this one's for the brother. Left Hand Brewing releases first ever Nitro Mixed 8-pack.
Nitro Mixed 8-pack.
Whoa.
That could go so many different ways. Where's the comma in this sentence?
Eight different beers, or
so there's 8 beers total, 2 of each style. So it's a mixed 8-pack. So there's 4 different beer styles. There is their milk stout on nitro, which is a classic. But then naturally they only have 4 beers, so not every. It's going to be one of those you take to a party and you get a couple, they get a couple, you get a couple.
Great.
Yeah.
So it's not really anything.
Yeah.
So how does is it bottles, cans?
Cans, 16-ounce cans.
So 8, wow.
Yeah, and it's a milk stout nitro, the number one selling craft stout in the U.S., Flamingo Dreams Nitro, which is the wildly popular Berry Blonde Ale, and then Sawtooth Nitro, developed from the brewery's multi-award-winning original flagship, so I'm assuming that's an IPA. And then the first seasonal includes a chai milk stout on nitro. So I figure you at least get the chai and the nitro milk stout, maybe the sawtooth. Okay. Throw that in there and then figure out what you're going to do with the flamingo ones. But
what poor soul am I going to pound those off on?
But when you go to the store, do you ever have more than one option of nitro? Not usually.
Not usually.
So now you can get a nitro mix pack. Wow. And it's from Left Hand, which is known to make decent beer.
All right. Mm-hmm. So now my question is, were we being lied to the whole time with the Guinness widget in the bottom of the can? Or do these have this?
I don't know if there's nitro cartridge. But that is one way to do it, is have the cartridge. The other ones, they kind of do like a 60-40 blend of CO2 and nitro, and it mimics it.
Those are the ones that you say you have to pour hard.
Pour hard.
Widgets cost a lot, man.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, Nick, jeez.
Got to have Guinness money, huh?
Yeah.
You got to have, you were talking about that earlier. You have to, who was it?
Molson?
Yeah, Molson was making the Guinness bottles.
Yeah.
What?
The old school. They still do. The original, the only ones that you used to be able to get in the States, the 12-ounce bottles, that was always made by Molson. It's still is, as far as I know, unless that's changed. But
The fictitious White Plains, New York.
And it's actually a different ABV. Like if you get a Guinness on tap, it's like 4.5%, but the ones in the bottle is like 6%.
Ooh.
It's like completely different beer pretty much. And I always like the bottles. I know that's sacrilege to say, but I kind of preferred the ones in the bottles better than getting it on tap.
Kick you in the pants a little harder.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Not at all.
Two bonus percent for the same price.
Gotta have that cough medicine.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you're looking out for?
Yeah. I figured that's a solid choice. Yeah. Bring more Nitro six, more Nitro mix packs.
Oh, Nitro.
Especially 8-packs. I like that.
Yeah.
No, if Old Rasputin would do a Nitro mix pack.
Wow. Have you ever had Old Rasputin on Nitro?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
It's even more dangerous.
Well, yeah, because you could just pound.
So, usually,
pound
this.
Usually, Old Rasputin in town is a relatively short pour. Well, there's a place in town called Goldstein's. They'll give you a pint.
Wow.
Yeah. So you get a pint of Nitro Old Rasputin, those add up quickly.
Get ready for puking the urinals.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, those and the double ciders, and you're
good.
Yeah.
There was
one. No walking out of there.
There's a friend of ours that used to do bartending, and he'd always be like, "Yeah, get an old." Get a Nitro Old Rasputin and put an Underberg in there. And I was like,
whoa,
the Rasputin is enough on its own. You don't need to add a shot of Underberg to it.
Wow.
I could see that being good, though.
It tasted good.
What's going on here?
Hmm?
Yeah, it is a sort of a Boilermaker type of idea.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, dokie.
Okay.
Okay.
Nick, what are you looking
for? Okay, see you. Nothing.
Nothing.
Nah.
Nothing?
You don't care.
I do care. I just didn't care in time.
All right.
Well, at least you're honest.
Yeah.
I mean, we know Matt is famous for not liking pumpkin beers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, like,
I don't know
ever
if I'd
buy,
say famous, but...
pretty famous.
Well known.
Pretty famous for not liking pumpkin beers, bro. Pretty famous.
Pretty tricky.
Do you ever, Nick, do you purposely purchase pumpkin beers during this
purposely.
Time?
Purposely.
Like, you're like, yeah, wow. I'm going to buy a 6-pack of pumpkin beer.
I've only had one this season so far. There was a single, I want to say, of the Dogfish Head pumpkin beer at Whole Foods.
Oh.
And I picked it up.
Like,
it wasn't,
yeah, let's go to buy it.
It was pretty nice. It wasn't, the spice bomb, as Matt would say, it was it tasted like actual pumpkin, like the pumpkin smells when you carve it open.
Yeah.
Mm. I've never eaten pumpkin. I've eaten pumpkin seeds. I've never eaten actual pumpkin. So I'm equating it to the smell, the aroma.
Well, this year when you do your jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah. Just take a big old bite
out
of it.
Eat a little pumpkin.
I'm going to go on a limb here. Imagine if you ate roasted pumpkin, it would probably just taste like a squash.
Yeah, probably.
And that's my current favorite thing at Whole Foods right now is they have roasted butternut squash.
Gross.
And to me, that little black pepper on that, little olive oil, fucking good.
Yeah.
There you go. So butternut squash beers you'd be okay with. Pumpkin beers, no, thank you.
Say one more thing about it. Say one more thing. One more thing about squash. Just one more.
You ever replace spaghetti with squash?
Fucking God damn it.
It's got to be what, like 3 or 4?
Yeah, it's like, I felt like it wasn't enough. I needed one more.
I would like to see somebody bring Mikey spaghetti, but it was made out of zucchini noodles. Just to see what
pick it out. People have been trying for years to slip shit on me. They fucking mince up little onions and put it in there. I'm like, it's got onions.
Onion.
I'm like, fuck, how did you do that? Because it's got onions in it. Don't try to slip shit on me.
You don't even like
me.
Onion rings?
I like onion rings. It depends on how it's presented to me.
You like French onion dip. You like onion rings.
Funyuns?
Well, brown onion.
Do you like Funyuns?
Funyuns.
You know what? I don't know.
That's a road trip snack.
I haven't had Funyuns in many, many moons. I don't know.
So we're just going to, we'll do an episode. We'll get all the different types of onions and we'll see, put them in the category of which ones you do and don't like.
And Scotty B could do an onion beer.
I might be okay with it.
Onion seltzer. Yes. Sour cream and onion seltzer.
Mm.
my God.
Scotty B, figure it out.
Liquid heartburn? I mean, is that just...
With ridges.
With ridges.
Oh, I need Ruffles. That dipping. I need dipping, something to dip it in. It's going to have ridges.
Wow.
I don't care if it's a store brand.
Onion seltzer.
These won't work, huh?
Well, premium crackers, they'll be fine.
He tried to slip some other... There's twice now he's tried to slip some other crackers, and then we're like, what's this?
Like, nope. Well, these guys can check the batches, premium batch. They're like, wow. I don't like this batch. Told you not to buy this batch.
They have dates on the bottom of the
batch? they probably do.
Yeah, I would. Even those crackers stale, I'd still eat them.
Each cracker is laser engraved with the freshness date.
Is there a born on date on these?
You think it's premium random cracker. Crispness pattern.
And welcome to Premium Cracker Talk. The podcast. Yeah,
go ahead and tangent us again.
No. Do it. I'm liking that. Do it. I'm liking this. All right, whatever. Cracker Talk's not tangenting. That's show.
That's a whole other show.
That's, yeah.
They even make noodles out of beets. There's beet noodles.
Why?
I don't know about those.
Why do people
I don't
do
know
that?
The benefit of that.
That's just shredded. I think they just shred them. Yeah,
but it's just kind of like, did one fall in there and they're like, oh, look, we could do that too.
I guess
too.
If you're like,
well, come on, you guys got
to
be on
be
the
gluten-free, I
cauliflower
guess?
Crust boat, right?
I'm okay with cauliflower being things that shouldn't be. Cauliflower rice, cauliflower crust.
I did just have a cauliflower crust pizza. It was fine, yeah.
Cauliflower mashed potato or cauliflower mat. I don't know what you call it. Yeah, I'm okay with all that stuff.
That works.
There you go.
It's pretty versatile, pretty bland. So,
Paul, is there a beer you're looking out for?
I'm looking out for more of. I had, of course, it's going to be a lager.
oh my gosh, you brewers,
Crooked Indie Stav, people. Stave,
industry
Stave.
People. Yeah, Crooked Stave.
Now I can't remember the name of it. I just grabbed that. It was in a 6-pack. I grabbed two of them last night, and it was advertising itself as a Keller Pilsner.
It's a Keller deal.
It was so good. It just tasted, it was so fresh and so yummy and perfectly hoppy. That's all I want these days. It's just like a super fresh, crisp, well
hoppy lager.
Hazy
lager.
This was slightly, because it was unfiltered. It on the can, it said that this is like a traditional Keller style, like this is back how it would have been back when they were serving it right out of the barrel. So,
all right,
very
no old. Centrifuging.
Nope. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't hazy. It was not perfectly crystal clear, but I want more of that.
Is it Pure Project? No. Someone's doing a Fuder aged lager.
I had somebody else. I had one, but it was like last year, but somebody else had done. Oh, wait. Almanac, I think.
Was it Almanac?
Well, no, this could be a different beer. Okay. But
the one you're thinking.
But they did a barrel-aged lager, and it was really nice. I mean, the barrel aspect was subtle, but it kind of lended a little complexity to it, you know?
Wow.
It wasn't so much that it started getting sour or anything.
Okay.
But, it was nice.
A thing to do, not impart different flavors on it.
Well, like, Russian River's the most recent sour they did that I know you guys had, I think.
We did.
Intinction or whatever. Uh-huh. That's actually technically not a sour, but it's a lager.
But it's just aged in Chardonnay barrels.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it takes on a lot of tartness just because of the Chardonnay.
And it cost $14.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, my $14.
That's why I don't mind.
That's why we don't care. Let Nick spend that big money.
That's right. I shop at the market. I'm rich.
I'm looking out for we had a track 7 earlier. I'm looking out for a track 7. They've done some rebranding on some cans, not the one we've had. Well, I guess it is different for a track 7, but they have one called Shred O'Clock. And it's a double brown, which I don't necessarily not a brown fan necessarily, but I just like that they're doing a double brown. It's not, it's very rare to
see. Like shred your shorts or what?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a,
It's like skate or die.
Metal reference or yeah, if it's a skating reference or a surfing reference, but I don't know. I just like that they're doing a double brown. Right. It's hopped with HBC 472.
Oh, I love that one.
Oh, yeah. Everyone loves that one.
Solid hop.
HBC in your CDA, bro?
Yeah, bro. And pretty much anything, but especially this one from Goldwater Brewing Company called Low Flock. It's a New England IPA. Goldwater is in Arizona. It's in Scottsdale, which is like a ritzy suburb of Phoenix. And I just been seeing it on Tara T's feed, and I saw it on Phoenix Beer Snob's feed on Instagram. So next time I'm in Phoenix, I'm going to give me some Goldwater because it looks good.
Goldwater.
It's very Instagram-y good. I don't know if it's actually good, but Goldwater looks good on Instagram.
Do they sell out of the area?
I don't think so. It doesn't seem like they do. Maybe they do. They do package. Yeah. So.
Because I'm going to be in Flagstaff tomorrow.
Oh, so it could be maybe, possible. Maybe ooh, Flagstaff. What is it? The gosh darn it! It's like night. It's a sky. It's a space sky reference, like dark sky. But that's not what it is. But it's damn it.
But if I were to Google,
it's a sky brewery. Yes.
Okay.
And it was Donnie from Growler Radio went there. At one point, and I don't know if he's still there or not, but
of course you're talking about Michigan, right?
No, talk about Flagstaff,
Michigan.
What? I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
Right?
No.
Oh, you mean Arizona
Lumberyard?
Yeah, Arizona. No, not Lumberyard. It's it might be Dark Skies.
All right.
But dark. There's a Dark Sky Brewing.
Okay, that's what it is.
Okay,
and I'm pretty sure Donnie.
This is the weirdest scroll but, thing I've ever seen.
Look for Dark Skies. There's a lot. Flagstaff actually has a lot of breweries. So for a small city, small town.
Yeah. All right.
I'm jealous. I've been wanting to go to Flagstaff. I haven't been to Flagstaff since I was
there's Flagstaff teenager. Brewery.
Well, that's boring.
I'm pretty sure I've been to that one like a long time ago. Yeah.
Mother Road Brewery.
You know when it's yeah, whenever it's the name of the city or yeah. name of the town, it's been around forever. Yeah. There's no new breweries popping up that name themselves after the town.
Beaver Street Brewery.
Beaver Street. I think I've been to that one too. Yeah, Alvarado Street's kind of rare for like a new yeah. a newish brewery too.
Yeah.
You've heard of Mean Street. Well, this is Beaver Street.
Wow.
Is it hard?
Well, those are some beers to look at out for. What do you think is going to happen now?
Oh, metal.
What kind of pedals you running through this one?
It's all on board. All on the computer, so there's no actual tube.
What? Oh, man.
You don't record with tubes?
Mikey, don't ask fourth wall questions.
This is all analog, bro, right? This is all like, you had like 10 different pedals and you...
Is this through your dual rectifier?
Triple rectifier,
tube amps, bro. All tube amps.
I do like the tubes, but if I'm just going to record a bump, I think I'm just
going
to... Oh! No, you just won't...
Show's over.
It won't show up. It won't translate, you know? Right, like right. You got to, like, yeah. mic your tube amp, and it's like...
By the time he hauls it into the bathroom and sets it up and gets the microphone, you know.
Well, Paul, now that you have all this money and you have the chance to remaster some of these hits... Yeah.
Remastered.
What's first on the list?
Remastered version.
Like what? Which one do you listen to and go, oh, I could remaster. I have a better idea for this time around.
Well, you know, I will tell you a funny. So, you know, sometimes like, I don't know if you guys do this, but I'll sometimes just catch myself singing something. I was doing laundry the other day and I was like.
I sing our bumpers all the time.
So I was singing the voicemail song, but I was doing it. I was like singing it like, envision if you will, that. I became famous, like Perfect Four became hugely famous, and as a result, I became famous.
Yeah, I'm having trouble following you so far.
But, so far, you're saying real things. When's the fantasy start?
Well, so then imagine like it's 30 years later, And I'm like doing like MTV Unplugged voicemail song. And
that, oh yeah,
and,
that,
and that's how this I was singing it. So I came to be. So I was I was more like, will you call me tonight? Leave me a voicemail. Yeah, so maybe that's what I would do. I would do like 30 years later.
Different style.
Wow.
Logan's called and he's upset with you.
Gave me goosebumps.
Jungle Pop Bear!
Highway to the Danger Zone.
You had Highway to the Danker Zone?
No! Is that a beer?
That is. Cellar Maker does that one.
We just had a Cellar Maker tap takeover in Fresno.
Oh, no way. At Gold Seeds?
At a Spokeasy.
Okay. I hope you didn't get any of that Live and Wet Die.
No, I didn't.
Live and Wet Die.
That was a wet hop one, but we got a keg of that. And some, it was really good at first, and then it just started rapidly declining. Wow. Like the oils were starting
like
to go
Guns
rancid.
Guns N' Roses? Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's more famous for that song, Beatles or Guns N' Roses?
Wow.
Well,
probably
come
Guns
on.
N' Roses.
It wasn't the Beatles, actually. It's Paul McCartney.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Ooh, I got mooted.
Or actually, Wings.
Yeah, Wings. McCartney and Wings.
We're here too. We're Wings.
It's me, Paul McCartney. I'm checking in.
You already had this?
And Wings. 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 We're here too. Wings.
Okay.
That was a good TV show.
I'd like to check into my room now.
Oh, speaking of Wings.
Chicken?
I've been thinking this for years. Before I'd even met Scotty B, but the moment I started listening to the show and hearing his voicemails, I'm like, just his voice reminds me of somebody. And I determined that it was that actor, Thomas Hayden Church.
Oh, okay.
Because he's kind of got like his.
I get that.
Scotty B's like voicemail persona.
I never
very
put that
similar.
Together.
I will That's... never think of him the same.
especially his role in that movie Sideways. Mm-hmm. Like that particular character, but he's always kind of playing some obnoxious character, and that
he's in that HBO series Divorced now, and it's pretty much the same. it's Thomas Hayden Church.
Yeah,
he's always Thomas Hayden Church, but
that's kind of nice.
This is kind of nice beer. What we got here, Paul?
Oh,
XL Perro donated beer.
He gave us. Borderland IPA from who? Oh, this looks like a collab. Gosh, this is like for some show for some because they've got all these bands on here. At first, I thought it was a collab
this
between
is like
these
a serious thing.
It's maybe for the Borderland.
Oh, show. Borderland show.
42 North. Is that the brewery?
Sounds right.
I'm such a bonehead.
Welcome to the show.
It looks like
it's hard to figure out.
The label looks like it's Borderland.
Borderland,
brewing.
But then down here is 42 North.
Okay.
Anyhow, it is. It's an IPA with Simcoe Amarillo and Citra, and they are from Knox Farm State Park, New York. No, that's where this show is happening. All right.
All right.
Don't ask.
It's
ever,
a show. It's
don't
a music
ever
festival
ask me
of some
to
sort.
Read a beer
that
can
was
again.
So interesting.
it's a pretty good beer, though.
A good Thomas Hayden Church movie is Smart People. If you've never seen it, check that one
Does
out.
Does that one have Dennis Quaid?
Yes.
Yeah, that one was good.
And it has Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah.
And
Ellen
Page.
That's funny. That thing. It's like a prequel to The Divorce. It's how they met.
Yeah, that's actually really. It's good enough that I might even.
Oh, second one.
Yeah, for an East Coast beer, I'm pretty surprised about this.
Matt, was there any beers you were drinking last week?
From Cellar Maker, I had Otis's Jacket, which was a double dry hopped IPA, and that was fantastic. I didn't get to hang out there. It was a little bit crowded, and so we moved on over to Goldstein's. I had a Coconut Merlin, and I was very okay with that beer.
Coconut Merlin
is a hit.
Yeah.
I had another Nelson & Nelson. I put it next to an Alpine Nelson.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Did they fight? They were both good.
All right.
I don't think the Alpine was that fresh, but Alpine does the enjoy by November. And I'm like, how old is this?
Yeah.
It's a It's a 5 month window.
Yeah. So. Outside of Stones Enjoy By, I never trust anyone else's Enjoy By.
I'm so if it was November and it's the beginning of October, it's on the latter half.
4 months old.
Yeah. And then there was. Was this field work or was it Alvarado?
Where were you?
Well, that doesn't.
Oh, I could tell you exactly what it was if you tell me where you were.
The Gang Brews a Clear Double IPA. It was a ale brewed Mosaic and Idaho 7 hops. I believe it was a Fieldwork can. And it was a good beer. It was super dang. And
You're Goldstein's.
That was at Goldstein's, but it wasn't a beer they had on draft. Damn. It was a can that was brought in. And I have been working my way through a 6-pack of Torpedo.
Nice.
All right.
Which.
How's that going?
It was pretty good.
How's it going?
It was
a report.
Packaged on August 20th, which was the newest thing that was in the cold case at the grocery store I was at.
Wow.
As far as hoppy beers, they also had Spaceways, which I really enjoyed, but the cooler that they were in has like a mold problem. So I was like, I don't really want to wash my cans to drink them. So just went with, Torpedo.
Hmm. Where was this place at?
Down the street.
Hmm. Mark, Bullard and West?
West, yep.
Oh.
You know, the one store that has the two coolers?
Yeah. They have two
different the one ones. By the salad dressings.
One that's in an aisle?
Yeah. Yeah, oh. So that cooler, if you're not careful, if the cans sit there long enough, they start to, from bottom up, start to wrap themselves in a cocoon of mold.
Good to know. It's such an odd placement for a craft beer case. It's in the pickled and dressing aisle, and then there's just all of a sudden there's a case of craft beer. You're like, huh? What's happening?
It's an afterthought.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, what did you drink? What do you drink?
Beer.
What kind of beer?
The good kind.
Specific.
Okay. It's regular. It's like boring.
Oh, boo. Ooh.
What was that beer we have an Alpine beer?
HFS.
Holy fucking shit. Yep.
At the Round Tables?
Yep.
Yep.
At Round Table.
So Round Table.
Whoa.
Round Table now has the pour yourself a beer system.
What?
No. And the one on Blockbuster and Bullard and First.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay.
It's called the Round Table. Been there. Yeah, but you
been there. Saw it.
But you didn't pour your own beer.
Apparently. No, I didn't. I was with my kid. And
yeah.
There's a whole soccer thing.
Okay, so they have Alpine as one of the choices.
Nice.
Amongst the other things. If you ask me, no stouts, zero stout.
No stouts.
No stouts.
No stouts. No. No.
Mini Firestone handles.
Boo.
A few light choices, if you catch my drift.
Yeah.
But Alpine was like, okay.
Yeah, all these pores, maybe the tower mean ads is okay with it, but all these pore systems are like, they're getting more and more crafty beers, and there's less and less.
Yeah, real I think Elysian was there.
Yeah, oh yeah. Elysian loves those pour system, pour your own systems.
There was a all couple, up in there. Dust Bowl options, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They had pale.
The locale.
Mm-hmm.
Pale.
I think the locale is that a lager? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No, Dirty 30. That's what their pails.
Yeah,
Dirty 30. Yeah. So, I mean, there's two options there.
Something.
Yeah.
Round Table. It's good pizza.
It was. Very good pizza.
Mm-hmm.
It's the last honest pizza.
Last one. Last one.
Wow.
No, every other pizza is dishonest. Lion.
Lousy lion sons of bitches.
Yeah. We, as kids, we used to go there for the buffet all the time.
Oh, yes.
And I kind of rediscovered that recently because we would go to lunch with the mother, and I was just like, Roundtable still does buffet for lunch.
Oh, yeah.
And so
I'm super into this.
But round one is like fancy pizza. You got to wait for round two. It's a little more normal.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah. Yeah, they get the pineapple.
Don't get me started the on these pizza buffets. The pineapple pizza eventually
comes out and you get the Hawaiian.
Then all there is the freaking the experimental pizza sitting out there. And everyone's sitting there waiting for the pepperoni.
Yeah.
Like, just put out a bunch of pepperoni.
Barbecue chicken and white sauce. Like, what the fuck?
No, nobody wants this. Ooh. Now I'm forced to eat this because I'm hungry. And you're still baking the regular pizza that everyone else wants.
I don't want
to
fill up on salad bar. And then
you start judging the other people that are there too. And you're like, oh, that guy's waiting for that same shit. That guy is too. Should I just go up there and be the first guy?
Yeah.
The first asshole? Or do I wait?
Or do you casually quick walk to
Yeah, like, boom, boom, boom. Like, I don't want to make it look like I'm waiting for that pizza to come out, but I am waiting for that pizza to come out. Yeah, it's very stressful, these pizza.
Yeah, start hiding all the spatulas so nobody has anything.
Like, hey,
well, I got a spatula. They give these out.
They give these out.
You didn't get one?
You come with holster with
retractable key ring, like a janitor.
we haven't mentioned Populism forever. They got pizza for lunch, not pizza bar for lunch, which they didn't used to have. It's a little pricey.
They're even toying around with doing Sunday brunch.
Ooh.
Wow.
Wow.
Pizza brunch?
Could be a thing. I don't know.
You're a Tioga on Sunday, so it doesn't
affect you. I'm not a Tioga on Sundays.
Usually, that feels like maybe, no, I guess I'm wrong. Hey, I've seen you there. You're wrong.
Who are you looking at?
I don't know. Who I'm looking at. Paul, did you have something interesting recently? Any interesting beers you've had recently?
Aside from the aforementioned Crooked Stav beer, just last night I had, Gigantic out of Portland.
Yeah,
they have all those interesting bottles.
Some cool comic style bottles.
I had one last night that was, of course I don't remember the name of that either, but it was like some blackberry beer aged in gin barrels.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of interesting.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So I could go for something like that.
It was 8%. Not too sweet. You know, that you got a little of the gin on the back end. And the blackberry wasn't too overwhelming. So, it was kind of nice.
You were there at Gigantic?
Yeah, I was just in Portland yesterday. No, I just grabbed a bottle at the shop.
Okay.
That's a nice thing. But, like, if I finish a shift at the beer place, I'll always go home with a couple.
Aha.
Couple goodies.
Very nice.
Yeah. It's the advantage to working at a beer place. I mean, I guess some people that work at a beer place just drink beer the whole time they're working.
just pow.
I prefer not to be drinking any beer while I'm working
and
save it for after.
That's a crazy concept.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to a guy recently who, you know, he bartends somewhere and he was telling me that he has like 7 or 8 beers in a shift. I'm like, wow.
Jeez.
I mean, he was a big guy, but still, like, that's, man.
It's a lie.
Yeah, save that to when you go home and before you go to bed, like the rest of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe one or two you can get away with, but beyond that, you start making mistakes.
Yeah, especially you're handling money.
Did you just say steak?
Yeah, you're making steak.
After that, you're starting to make steak, and there's a whole thing.
I could go for one of those right now.
I said mistake. Oh,
mistakes.
I went to Tioga Sequoia Brewing in downtown.
Yeah, you did.
California.
What were you doing there?
There was a Raiders of the Lost Ark showing there. It was freezing cold.
When did winter show up?
It was like 68 degrees, and there was a breeze. Freezing Arctic.
He says breeze. It was 20 mile per hour winds that day.
Wow.
It was rough.
A little hard on the inflatable screen, huh?
Yeah.
He was tight. One side, we have this bike rack made out of kegs that was holding it down on one side, and the guy literally tied it to the wheels of his truck on the other side.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. His 5-gallon concrete buckets weren't doing shit.
No, wow. Sir.
Yeah. Wasn't good timing, but still worked. I was still into it. Me and Matt were just locked into Raiders, man.
We sat there for a good 40 minutes, just like silent, watching the movie in great detail.
That's what it's all about.
Both of us needed to move on, but we're still into it.
Nice.
That's how good Raiders of the Lost Ark is. You can have a screen that it can be freezing cold. The screen's flowing all over the place. You're still like, yep, I'm enjoying this.
He's going to look in that box.
Don't.
Arian, look away. No, he did it.
But yeah, God left India alone. But I had the batch 2000 hazy pale ale.
Ooh, yeah.
Very good.
Batch 2000. And the Yosemite's facelift pale.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The whole big facelift project that Tioga's done with the Yosemite facelift thing. I just like how it looked like Mike spent a week in Yosemite just taking pictures and like, look at me. Mm-hmm. I'm in Yosemite.
Yep.
Must be nice.
It's been like 4-ish days there.
Yeah.
And then there was cool. Tioga staff pretty consistent doing events and helping go on the trail. The big thing that they did was the campsite was on the valley floor, as they call it. And they did the hike up to Glacier Point. So I guess it's like 4 miles uphill.
Both ways.
Yes.
Big hike. It's a lot of hiking up there in Yosemite.
Mm-hmm.
But I just like that Tioga's wisely using the location of being the base camp of Yosemite and being involved in all mm-hmm. and Yosemite stuff and doing events and like you guys also have the REI does a thing at yep. Tioga.
They do monthly classes every second Friday of the month.
So very, very good to be tied in with the Sierras. And being in Fresno and stuff.
And the two most popular classes are biking and camping or hiking with dogs.
Oh,
those two pack hiking. It out every time.
Oh, dear God. Louis hiking? No way. I just let him go. I'm just like, now you're part of the woods, Louis. Enjoy.
Hope you remember your training.
Yeah. Remember your non-training. Good luck, Louis. There's no crackers in the wild. Nobody's going to give you crackers here.
See how peaceful he is right now?
Yeah, he's done. He's like, you guys are staying way too late. He's a little angel. No, he's just a little sweet little boy.
As the bear once said, pretty berries make pretty poop.
Ooh. Then I jumped over to Zach's Brewing.
Whoa.
Had the Exactly Galaxy.
Oh, shit. Ooh.
And it was green. It was green as hell, and I was quite all right with that.
Yeah.
I'll bet it's a different beer now a week later, but all right. Then it was I like my IPs green.
Do you like your what's?
I like my pea green.
Okay.
All right.
A little dehydrated, but all right.
Yeah. No, I'm fine. This is the way I like it. No, but it's coming out great, and that Galaxy, I suggest everyone try it. I'll bet I want to try it now, a week later, see what it's like. And then I had, of course, they have Chocotazo on right now.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. It's not, they don't always have it on.
No.
So when they got it, you got to take advantage.
Mm-hmm.
But they got a full, this is the most beer I've seen at Zach's now. Like
there was like a good 12 handles,
got,
right?
Yeah, he's got 12 different beers going right now.
Wow.
So nice. It's full bore over there. And then I had no beer budget this week. So I had to dip into my meager 3-bottle cellar, and one of them was Cake Rush from Tioga, but I think it was a 2017 Cake Rush, but it went well. Did the old
thing. Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, it was good. Did the job, and I also had a hazy little thing, but I had the big one, the tall boy,
the 19.2.
Yeah. $2.50 made for a good night, and that was what I did this past week of drinking. Beer to Brewer 87 on untap, the Nick 80 on untap. Paul,
no,
I don't think Paul's on. I'm thinking that one out.
Go find him in a BevMo parking lot. Ask him for his recommendations.
Just hang out in the BevMo parking lot. Hope he shows up.
I'll be at a different one each week.
Quarter Madeira BevMo.
We got a lot in Marin.
Yeah,
we've got one in Novato, two in San Rafael, Quarter Madeira,
That might be it. It might be four. That's a lot, though.
Yeah. It's and like for two, that, that's it, too many. Small of area. It's a lot.
And they all have a different version of Luponic.
Yeah. Wow. One's got Luponic 5.
Speaking of Luponic, so I know you've had this a couple times already. I've been, since they announced it months ago, I have been looking for the Napa Parabola. I haven't seen any Parabola anywhere in the Bay Area at all. And I even asked a few people, and everybody's been like, it just doesn't really sell that well. So, we're not, you know, we don't. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, get out of here, kid.
Wow.
So I literally, I've just.
It's not fancy enough for the Bay Area.
I've asked Whole Foods. I've asked BevMo's. I've asked, and, you know, all the other random places I go. Just, and every single person has the same response.
Sorry, man. Okay. I just restocked the salad bar. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Cutbacks, man. Cutbacks.
Do you have Amazon Prime? Because if you do, then we can actually get that for you right away.
There's a secret door that opens up. Oh, is this what you're looking for?
Somebody was telling me about
that's Prime members only. Sorry. I got to close.
Speaking of ordering things online, supposedly there's a hack to, I don't know who was telling me this, but Lazy Dog, if you order like Uber Eats or whatever,
got that.
You can order a 6-pack of beer from them and they'll deliver it with your food order. Supposedly, I guess it might just be Coors, but. I don't know, but supposedly with your Grubhub or Uber Eats or whatever it is, you could add a 6-pack of beer on. I was like, Postmates, whatever it is. I was like, that's amazing. That's it'd be like, you know, you get food to you and an beer. Extra 6-pack to get you through.
All right.
Wow.
The meal? Look, what are we getting through?
Yeah, I'd never leave. That would be it.
Yep.
I never have to leave my house again. Whoa, how was that?
All right.
I heard a guitar that I hadn't heard before. It's just weird. What kind of drum set are you using there?
That's the Maple 70s Gretsch kit.
Nice. Yeah. What you got there? You got a hi hat? Got a bass drum?
Those Remo heads?
You guys are just saying words now. Hurting my feelings.
Well, you're not saying anything. I got to come up with something.
Where did you get the sample from? The crowd cheer and the younger voice?
The younger voice is my kid.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's a good little tidbit.
I've got on board on my computer, I've got a bunch of like keyboards, like tons of effects. So you can just hit the crowd. Just like, rah! So I just hit that.
Nick alerted me of this. Alex Van Halen's drum set they use for Carnal Knowledge tour was at our drum shop here, Bentley's.
Yeah, it was on display for Ludwig Day.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
He's a big Ludwig guy.
Wow.
Alex.
Did you check it out?
I didn't get to go, but I saw a photo. So I tagged the Mikey in case he had a free Saturday.
They wouldn't let anybody play it, I assume.
I bet a few guys did because there are some very big Alex Van Halen fans that are more than regulars at that drum shop.
Yeah.
So I'm a few people.
They're like, come on, man.
You know, it was after hours, closed door kind of thing.
Yeah. That would be cool.
Everyone tries to do the Hot for Teacher opening. Good luck. Good luck. All drummers aspire to do the Hot for Teacher opening. Nobody can do it. Although I did see a band in San Luis Obispo. The guy did a pretty good version of it. Wow. And then the McClintocks in downtown Slo, tiny McClintocks.
Yeah.
They had a band play and they did Hot for Teacher, and the guy is pretty close.
Yeah.
Can't even do it with my mouth.
Wow.
Matt, with some cheers.
Cheers out to Wazoo Corvette. Thanks for hanging out this afternoon. I got to actually sit and have a conversation and put a face to a name.
Yeah, something like that.
And cheers to Paul.
Paul.
Yeah, the big
coming in.
Yay. I knew he was coming to town. I forgot he was coming to town. And then he reminded me he was coming to town. And then he was just like, I could hang out. And I was like, you could show up to the podcast. And he's like, oh, yeah, shit. I guess I could.
He's like, Matt's like, well, if you want to hang out, you're going to have to come on the podcast.
His other option was going to Bakersfield this season.
Big game. Big game missed out on the chance for Paul because Matt ruined it.
Take that, big game.
Nick, do you have cheers?
No. I got no new friends this week. Oh, wah,
wah, wah, wah. Why don't you be Nick's friend, yeah, somebody?
My friend.
Jeez. Talk
Stout
to him on
season.
Have you gotten a DM on Untappd?
I've never had a DM.
Oh, come on. Somebody DM.
I guess if I actually used Untappd, people would see me.
Oh, okay.
I do get tagged regularly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We get tagged all the time.
Chew your beer.
Chew your beer. I know when Chew Your Beer's drinking. Usually on the weekend, he starts about noon on the weekends. He's like, ah, that's it. It's afternoon now. It's time to go.
Let's see what this one says.
Well, he's looking, Paul. You have some cheers?
Cheers, Mikey.
Oh,
Matt.
Oh,
Nick.
Thanks. I wasn't fishing, but yeah.
Well, cheers to Chew Your Beer. Thanks for the Pachalito. Cheers to Thomas Hayden Church, a.k.a. Scotty B.
All right. Nick, do you have cheers?
Yeah, actually, I didn't realize.
All right.
This is how much I don't check my Untappd. Sorry, spoiler alert.
I've got 20 DMs.
Hey, there's applications on my phone.
Yeah, there's a thing. So Dawn and Angel Adams on Untappd, they said Pliny is everything we said it would be and more.
Aww.
Keep up the good work.
That's what usually people say.
It's a good beer.
Diesel. By the way, a name we haven't heard in a while.
September 19th bottles of Pliny were still on the shelf at Whole Foods today. So that makes them officially 2 weeks old.
Wow.
Is that too old for Pliny?
So now look what we've done now. Now we're like, meh.
That's not too old for Pliny.
Now Pliny stays on the shelf here now. We've officially reached, like, we're like, yep, that's our life now. We have Russian River, and I don't have to buy it every time I see it. Because I've done that twice now. I did it at the market, and I've done it at Whole Foods, where there was all the Russian River beers there. I'm like, nope.
I actually went back to the market for some more of that Nelson & Nelson.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that beer's so good.
That's freaking good. And then Pliny was there. It's like, ah, okay. I'll get one.
Okay.
I'll get one.
You can mess with this.
Now, they get up to the register, and they'd be like, you see, we have more Pliny.
Yeah.
We're like, we allow up to six.
Like, no, yeah. You can limit to six now.
We allow up to six,
like,
sir.
No, I'm good.
But this port. No.
But you're just known as that guy. They're like, you don't want Pliny? Is there something? Did we not face it? Right? Sir, is there something wrong?
Yeah. We can pull more from the back.
It's all right. How about seven? We'll give you seven.
Yeah. All right. You got us. We'll give you seven. I'm good. Yeah. Fuck. All right. A case. You can have a case. It's all right.
I'll wait till it goes on clearance.
Ooh.
Clearance. Plenty clearance.
Plenty clearance.
They just put it in the cart next to it. the ones that.
Wow.
Here's the money. Because, the market does have a shelf on the side where they have all the markdown beers.
Yeah, they do mark down beers.
They do mark them down. We'll see. See if it gets that bad out.
Side note.
Yeah.
The market has excellent sandwiches.
All right.
If you have not been to their deli.
They have a little kind of like pre-made food area, but I've never actually, I've wondered about their deli.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They got a good deli.
Just because Whole Foods.
Less people.
Yeah. And their doors work.
And their doors work.
Oh, boy.
All four doors
in that store. All the cheers to our golden gods, obviously. Golden gods of the perfect pour. Man, they give us our hard-earned money, and we take that money and we gamble it away every month.
That's right.
One day though, we're gonna hit it big. We'll get that fridge that two door fridge, that one that Tyoga has. I want it in this studio.
Yeah. You a slider guy or you a pool guy?
Pool. I like the handles.
Yeah.
Pull the handles. I like those better. Yeah, I was noticing Tyoga's looks pretty nice now. You got a nice array of choices in that.
It's just nonstop. It's like every 2 weeks we get a new beer now.
Yeah. Doing good. Look for those cans at Tyoga. Don't sleep on those. So perfect pour, the golden gods, patreon.com/perfectpour. If you want to be a golden god, get some extra show. You get bonus show every month. You should have heard the stuff that Paul talked about before we started. Ooh. Oh my gosh. The intense car talk that happens before every episode.
Oh yeah. Wrenches.
Yeah, wrenches.
Serpentine belt.
Different wrenches and belts. Tightening of belts.
De-icer.
Yeah. Advice on how tight you want your belts.
That's right.
And
Half inch of play is pretty standard.
There you go. That's the kind of talk you get.
A total of 10 shims, whether between the pulley or outside.
Mm-hmm.
But right. A total of 10.
That's important on Volkswagen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. Definitely. Also, cheers to infinite.pours with a Z. Tama Hoptology SD. Benjamin L. Clark. XL Perro. Captain Wiffo. Big Game J21. Evil Circle. Janine Boulder Beer Girl. Janine has her own Instagram, wow. Guys. Okay? Janine Boulder Beer Girl. Follow her on the Instagrams. And everybody that shares the show, talks about the show, reviews... damn it. I didn't think I was that bad. Reviews the show, all those things. Triples. On your own social media. We really appreciate it. And perfectpourpod.com. That's all you need to know on that. That's about enough for that, huh?
Woo!
Woo! Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, thank you.
For being here.
It's been
man.
A blast.
The lovely little surprise today. All of a sudden, Paul's here.
I liked it.
Be safe out there in the Colorados.
I will.
And when you're in Marin, where do I go in Novato to maybe possibly
Beercraft.
See you?
Yeah, Beercraft. I mean, you'd be in winging Novato. It. You would probably want to contact me first.
Yeah, get some heads up. But.
Because, yeah. Fontanagin did that to me once at when I was at Iron Springs, but I was there on the regular, and you know, he called me on the landline there.
Whoa, somebody came and
said, they were like, Paul.
Nice.
Paul, there's somebody's on the line. I was like, nobody calls me here.
There was. But it happened.
Yeah, he did it. He pulled it off.
All right.
Wow.
So. All right. Thanks, everyone. Have a great week.
Cheers, y'all.
Be safe.
Check your dates.
Keep up the good work. Check your dates.
Check your dates on the crackers, too.
Have fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Still Chicago.